Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Kalidas. Kalidas was previously the tribal girl named Mali in Vraja, as stated in the Gaura Ganodesh Dipika 190. Mahaprabhu's devotee, Kalidas, was born in a Kayastha family. His home was in the village of Bheda or Bhadua in Hooghly district. This village is about 3 miles south of Raghunath Das Goswami's birthplace in Saptagrama Krishnapura and 1 mile west of the present-day Bandel Junction train station. Charu Thakur, who was born in a sweeper caste, Bhuni Mali, lived in the same village. These places are served by the Devanandapur post office. Kalidas's deities used to be worshipped in Shankanagar village, but they have since been moved to Triveni. Charu Thakur's deity was named Madan Gopal and is still being worshipped in Bhadua. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has glorified these two devotees in his Chaitanya Charitamrita in the 16th chapter of the Antya Leela. There we learn that Kalidas was related to Raghunath Das Goswami as a distant uncle. He was related to Raghunath Das as an uncle, and he made a vow of eating the remnants of the Vaishnavas throughout his life. Kalidas was a great devotee who constantly chanted the holy names of Krishna. He used the words Hare Krishna throughout all his activities. His devotion to eating the remnants of the Vaishnavas resulted in his receiving extraordinary blessings from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord gives so much mercy to anyone who has faith in the Vaishnavas and eats their remnants that has nothing left to give. Therefore, set aside your shame and disgust and eat the Vaishnava remnants, for by doing so, you will be able to fulfill all your desires. The remnants of Krishna's food are called Mahaprasad, but the remnants of the devotees are given the name Mahamahaprasad. The dust of a devotee's feet, the water that has washed his feet, and the remnants of his food are 3 very powerful aids to spiritual practice. All revealed scriptures loudly declare again and again that one can attain the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna through the use of these 3 substances. So, my dear devotees, please listen to me, for I insist on this point. Keep faith in these 3 substances and render service to them with complete faith. Through these 3 substances, you will taste the joy of sacred love found in the holy name of Krishna, and you will win Krishna's pleasure. This has been proved by the experience of Kalidas, as stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.16.58-63. While living in Bengal, Kalidas ate the remnants of all the devotees without taking their caste status into consideration. He would go to their houses with gifts to the finest foodstuffs. After they had finished eating, he would ask for their remnants. If any one of them unwilling to give their remnants, he would take them without their knowledge. He would hide and wait for them to throw away the leaf plates on which they had eaten and lick them clean. Kalidas receives Mahaprabhu's mercy in Puri. Every year, the Bengali devotees went to Puri to visit Mahaprabhu. Kalidas went in the second year of the institution. As the super soul, the Lord knew of the Kalidas's dedication to the devotees' remnants, and so he gave him profuse blessings. Whenever Mahaprabhu went on his daily visit to Jagannath temple, he would be accompanied by Govinda, who carried his katmandalu, that is water pot. Mahaprabhu would wash his feet before entering the temple and the water would run off into a pool situated at the bottom of the 22 steps at the northern entrance at the Simhadwara. Mahaprabhu had given Govinda the strict order to not allow anyone to touch the water which washed his feet. For this reason, no one dared to make the attempt. Only a few intimate devotees found ways to get some of this holy liquid. One day, as Mahaprabhu was washing his feet as usual, Kalidas came there and stretched out his hand to take some of the water. He drank not once, not twice, but three times as Mahaprabhu watched. The Lord only stopped him when he cupped his hand for the fourth time. The all-knowing Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew of the faith that Kalidas had in the Vaishnavas. Happy with him for this great virtue, he allowed him to win a blessing impossible for others to achieve. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.16.48-9, Mahaprabhu returned to Kashi Mishra's house after visiting Jagannath to take his midday meal. Kalidas sat outside the door, hoping to receive some of Lord's remnants. The Lord knew of his desire and signaled Govinda to bring him his prasad after he had finished eating. This is the wonderful result of eating Vaishnava's remnants. Through so doing, Kalidas attained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supreme mercy. Therefore, set aside your shame and disgust and eat the Vaishnava's remnants, for by doing so, you will be able to fulfill all your desires. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita 3.16.57-8. Thank you. Hare Krishna.